I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 199. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe how many podcast episodes we're at. We're going to hit 200 on our next episode. And guys, I'll be honest with you. Well, if you've been listening for a while, you know me. I don't like plan for anything really. And like 200 episodes, you wouldn't think it, but it kind of snuck up on me. And I don't even know, maybe I should think of something special that we could do, because just the other day, a mom told me, Ben, I have listened to every single podcast episode of yours at least once. And that just blows my mind. And if you are like this mom, and you've been listening to my podcast for 199 episodes, thank you. I love you. I appreciate your support. And I am here to help you be the best parent that you can possibly be. So thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you for helping me. Like, I guess maybe I'm prematurely celebrating. Next week will be episode 200. We'll do something special. Maybe I'll figure something out. But thank you for being here. We've got 199 under our belts. And unless the world ends tomorrow or something, I'm 100% confident we will get to 200. So thank you for being here. Today, we are going to talk about how to get you and your teen out of the victim mentality. And we're going to talk about this because this is one of the things that parents have been asking me a lot lately, because in my membership and just all over the place, I'm talking about the difference between the hero mentality and the victim mentality. And parents, when they learn it, they're like, oh my goodness, this makes sense. And my teen is totally in the victim mentality. Or sometimes my spouse, they're the ones in the victim mentality. And I am going to teach you what to do about that and how to really manage this in a way that works for both of you. And before we do this, I want to tell you the price for my Impact Live tickets goes up on April Fool's Day. And there, I'm sure, will be a ton of April Fool's jokes. I don't know. Maybe your teen will put tape on the sink faucet or something, so when you turn on the water, it'll shoot out and spray you. Or maybe they'll, I don't know, dye the milk green or something. But those are all April Fool's jokes and pranks. And the price going up on April 1st is not an April Fool's joke. That'll be the new price. And the early bird price for Impact Live is basically the cost of putting on the event. So anyone who buys after April 1st, like, you guys are the ones that are going to pay a little bit extra so that I can make some money and so that we can make things be great. If you want to get in at the cost of the event, like basically what it is going to cost to go river rafting, do our Texas-style barbecue that sounds amazing, go laser tagging, do a bunch of fun games and challenges and activities. If you want to get in at basically the price to do the event, make sure you go to benpughcoaching.com/IL24. That stands for Impact Live 2024, and get your tickets today before the price jumps to the regular price. So, and if you've already got your tickets and you're all excited and you're looking forward to it, and you have some friends that you think could really benefit from a live event with their teens, make sure they know before the price goes up, because if they don't find out until afterwards, they're going to be like, what the heck? Why didn't you tell me sooner? Okay, With that, let's talk about how to get you and your teen out of the victim mentality. And let's start by talking about the victim mentality. Now, if you've been listening to me lately, if you've been in the membership in any of my group coaching calls, or maybe you've been working with me one-on-one, or maybe you've just heard me talking about it on the podcast recently, but you've probably heard me talk about the victim mentality. And like I told you, a lot of parents have reached out to me saying, hey, my teen or my spouse, they're in the victim mentality. And some have even asked, how do I get my teen out of the victim mentality? And I'm glad you asked that. That's an important, powerful question. But the first thing we need to do is we need to clearly understand the victim mentality. And we'll do that. We'll define it just a little bit more. But first of all, the victim mentality, I want you to understand, it is part of being human. And because of the brain, which we have as human beings, which is capable, by the way, of some really complex thoughts, we as humans have the capability of also getting into the victim mentality. That includes your teen, that includes your spouse. And I just want you to know, everyone gets in the victim mentality from time to time. It's part of being human. But once you're aware of it, you now have the power to choose whether or not you want to stay in the victim mentality or if you want to leave it for the hero mentality. And that is powerful. Plus, with it being a human condition, it's important to realize that as herd animals, it's easy to fall into the trap of the victim mentality when that's the predominant mentality in our current society. And also keep in mind, most people aren't aware that they're in the victim mentality. And once you gain awareness, that awareness is catching yourself in the victim mentality. But once you gain that awareness and once you start reaping the results of being able to intentionally choose the mentality, that will help motivate you to stay in the hero mentality. And that will help actually motivate the people that you love to choose to follow your example and get out of the victim mentality and move over to the hero mentality. Because basically, if you do that and you're in the other person's herd, your mentality will be contagious. So I kind of butchered that, but in other words, your teen needs their experience in the victim mentality because it will help motivate them to move to the hero mentality. And your example will help facilitate that change. And just because you see that your teen or maybe your spouse, just because you see that, hey, you're in the victim mentality, that does not mean that they want you to swoop in as their hero. They probably don't want you to come save them. That's just something I've noticed. If you go around telling people, ooh, you're a victim, you're in the victim mentality, it doesn't always go well. So the last thing I want to tell you about the victim mentality, technically, if you are focused on someone else's mindset, if you are trying to fix their mindset or change their mindset, you are focused on things that are outside of your control, which actually indicates that you yourself are in the victim mentality. So I wanted to just be clear on that as we seek to understand the victim mentality, really be aware of the possibility of you falling into that same trap, that same mentality. So let's talk about it. What on earth is the victim mentality? Well, the victim mentality is one of three different mentalities that I talk about. The victim mentality, the hero mentality, and the creator mentality. The reality is you are always the creator, whether you realize it or not. But what you create is determined by whether or not you are in the victim mentality or in the hero mentality. So keep that in mind. The The victim mentality, this is the mentality that most of the world is stuck in. And in the victim mentality, if we just want to kind of define what it is, the victim mentality is seeing the world as happening to you or against you. And you'll know that you are in the victim mentality, or this might be how you're catching on that your teen or your spouse is in the victim mentality, because you'll start noticing things like complaining about things around you or things outside of your control. You'll notice yourself or them blaming or criticizing or making excuses, and you'll be living out of integrity with who you want to be. And you'll probably feel powerless, frustrated, discouraged, and maybe even overwhelmed. Sounds simple, right? Well, the victim mentality is super simple to understand, but you would be wrong in assuming that, oh, well, this is simple. I'll just escape. It can be easy to identify, but it can be really hard to escape. And I want to give you a little warning. Sometimes it is easier to identify the victim mentality in others, but just remember that's you focusing on something outside of yourself. Bring that focus inward and deal with the discomfort of catching yourself in the victim mentality. Now, a few more things about the victim mentality. This is a lens through which you see the world around you. And the victim mentality, not only is it a lens through which you see the world, but it becomes your way of being. And it's based on your habitual ways of thinking and feeling. And this is the mindset that tons of the world is stuck in right now. And I get stuck in this myself, especially like when I'm coaching football or if I'm at one of my son's basketball games. I get into the victim mentality, and I notice it when I'm blaming the refs or I'm criticizing the refs or I'm criticizing the coaches or the players. And that's me getting sucked into the victim mentality. And this mentality holds me back and it keeps me from being who I want to be. And it will do the same to you. The victim mentality will keep you from being the parent of your dreams. One of the things that I often hear from parents is that they have this desire to get their teen out of the victim mentality. I get it. I often want to get my own kids out of the victim mentality. But you need to remember, you can't control someone else's mentality, but you can control yours. And so if you are the type of parent that wants to get your teen out of the victim mentality, I want you to understand this. Please hear me. You have more power in getting yourself out of the victim mentality. Make sure before you try and get your teen or your spouse out of the victim mentality that you yourself are not stuck in the victim mentality. Catch yourself. Are you complaining? Are you blaming? Are you criticizing? Are you making excuses? Because you being the example of the hero mentality will be more powerful than you trying to get your teen out of the victim mentality. So let's just talk real quick. What's the hero mentality? If we're going to discuss the victim mentality, we might as well give the hero mentality some screen time as well. So the victim mentality, that's perceiving the world as happening against you, to you. You see obstacles all over. Like, victims are really good at seeing like why they can't do things, what's wrong, what's in the way. The hero mentality is perceiving the world as happening for you. And this is a huge shift, and one that can happen in an instant sometimes. And sometimes it can take some time and a little bit of effort. For me, I have caught myself in the victim mentality, and I have to watch for it, guys. Like, I have to watch and catch myself in the victim mentality, and then I have to consciously shift my mindset by asking powerful questions like, wait, how is this happening for me? What are the opportunities here that I'm missing? If the victim mentality sees obstacles, the hero mentality sees opportunities. And you can find ways to embrace your circumstances and benefit from them rather than avoiding them or blaming them on someone else. You'll know that you've made the shift from the victim mentality to the hero mentality if you start seeing opportunities all around you. If you're grateful for your trials and your struggles, if you embrace your challenges, if you just feel optimistic, hopeful, grateful, congratulations, you've shifted from the victim mentality to the hero mentality. And again, these mentalities, they're nothing more than mindsets. And a mindset is something that you can practice and that you can develop. And if you're anything like me, you'll need to catch yourself in the victim mentality a whole bunch of times. And it's not always going to be fun. It's actually going to be humbling. When you catch yourself blaming your teen, well, oh, if they would just follow the rules, then I could be a good dad. Yeah, you're going to catch yourself. You're going to be like, oh, dang, I'm in the victim mentality because I'm blaming my teen. And then you can practice shifting the mentality to a hero mentality. You can be like, wait a second, I'm blaming my teen right now. If my teen would just obey, then I could be kind and compassionate. You know what? I'm going to focus on the opportunity here. I can practice being kind and compassionate regardless of how my teen shows up. And that is empowering. And with this practice, you will become more and more natural at being in the hero mentality. So something to keep in mind that is super important. It's a choice. And it can be a hard choice. And it can be hard to get out of the victim mentality. It's as simple as a choice, but it's hard when it's how you've been trained to think and when it's the mentality that you see most predominantly around you. But the truth is, you have the power to choose how you will think. But first, you have to develop awareness. Once you have awareness around your mindset, you then have the power to choose which mentality will be your mindset. And most people don't take the time to develop awareness around how they think. And it makes sense why you might want to avoid this awareness, because it can be humbling to realize that when you're in the victim mentality, you are choosing that mentality. That's like a little humble pie that you have to eat, and you're like, oh, dang, I'm responsible for how I'm thinking. But it's also empowering to realize that you have the power to choose to switch your mindset to the hero mentality. It's on you. It's dependent on how you choose to think. And the thing about, like, let's talk about habits for just a second. Sometimes I go off script. This isn't even in the show notes. Habits are things that you do without awareness. You don't think about it. You just do it without thinking, without choosing. This is why it's so important to choose your habits. And you might have to replace some old habits by being aware and catching yourself and reminding yourself, wait a second, that's not me. That's one of my habits. And I am the doer of my habits. I have the power to choose something else. And in that choice, you start building the new habit. And in the beginning, when you start building a new habit, like I quit waking up early in the morning for a while and I quit going to basketball. And then when I picked it back up, it was really, really hard to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it took so much energy and it took so much of my conscious mind to choose to not go back to bed, to choose to not make some stupid excuse for why I shouldn't have to go. And it took my conscious mind. I had to choose. No, I'm going to basketball. Now that I can't even remember when we started back up, maybe 2 years now, maybe even longer. It's easy. It doesn't even take my conscious mind. So much of what I do is just habitual. Because once upon a time, I chose to develop a new habit. And the same is true with the victim mentality or the hero mentality. You have to develop some awareness. You have to consciously shift your mentality, shift your focus from the victim mentality over to the hero mentality. And as you do that over time and over lots of repetitions, that will become a habit that you no longer have to choose, because it will be more concrete. So let's go on to the actual program here, the part that I'd actually planned. Let's talk about how you are only responsible for your mindset. So if you're like one of the parents who has been asking me, yeah, my teen is in the victim mentality, how do I fix that? I'm sorry to break this to you, but you can't get your teen out of the victim mindset for them. Recently, I heard a quote like, hey, I can't do the push-ups for you. I've been going to the gym lately. Like, no one can do the push-ups or the pull-ups or the bench press or the squats or the knees over toes program that I'm doing. No one can do that for me. And no one can get your teen out of the victim mindset but your teen. And it doesn't matter if it's your teen or your spouse or your younger children or your mother-in-law, they have to do this work all on their own. And this might actually be one of the biggest traps that parents fall into, trying to control your teen's mindset because it's something that you have a problem with. No, you shouldn't be complaining. You shouldn't be. But guess what? You're trying to control something outside of yourself, and you're trying to manage your teen's mindset, which means you're not managing your own mindset, which actually means that you are sneakily in the victim mentality yourself. But there are ways to support your teen in shifting their mindset. You just can't do it for them. And the ways sometimes are easier than you might think. The best way to support your teen in getting them out of the victim mentality is for you yourself to be an example of being in the hero mentality. So maybe to just say this more clearly, it is not your job to get anyone out of the victim mindset. Not your teen, not your spouse, not anyone but yourself. And if others around you are in the victim mindset, you have one job. Be the shining example of being in the hero mindset. Because your way of being will impact your team. The most powerful way, like this is in anything in life, the most powerful way to support your team, especially in getting them out of their victim mentality, is for you to manage your own mindset, for you to intentionally be the best you that you can be. You can teach them, you can punish them, you can bribe them, but the most powerful thing you can do is be an example of the hero mindset. There's a Joseph Chilton Pierce, I think is his name. I'm totally going to butcher this quote. I'm sorry. Basically, it says the most powerful thing you can do as a parent is to be the adult that you would like your child to grow up to be. That's your one job. If your teen is stuck in the victim mentality, be the example of the hero mentality. Be the adult that you want your teen to grow up to be. And then practice this over and over. Practice and model the hero mentality. I think that practicing new skills is a hugely underrated and underappreciated skill. I don't know why. We don't like to practice. We just want to be natural, born, natural, amazing, gifted people. Guess what? You're not. Sorry. Look at Kobe. Look at Michael Jordan. Look at Tom Brady. Look at, like, no one was naturally born the best. They had to work the hardest. They had to practice. And if you want to think differently, you have to train your mind to think differently. Practice reprogramming your mind to see the world through the hero mindset. For this, I like to use the Wheel of Life. The Wheel of Life, guys, is the best practice tool ever. And when you're on the top of the wheel, catch yourself being the hero and pat yourself on the back. And when you catch yourself at the top of the wheel, practice seeing opportunities when others see obstacles, and really use the top of the wheel to practice the hero mentality. And when you catch yourself on the bottom of the wheel, maybe you're focusing on things outside of your control, or you're only seeing obstacles, intentionally explore and seek to understand why you're in the victim mentality. And with that awareness, you can then start practicing the choice of intentionally shifting your focus to things within your control. So if your team or if your spouse are in the victim mentality, sometimes I misspeak, be the change you want to see. Get yourself out of the mentality and into the hero mentality so you can help them through example. And if you want the secret cheat code on how to get your teen or your spouse out of the victim mentality instantly, you should totally just go to benpucoaching.com/IL24. That stands for Impact Live 2024. And just follow these simple steps. Step number one, get your tickets to Impact Live. Step number two, go to your calendar and block out the dates, June 21st through the 22nd on your calendar. You'll need to block out the 20th if you want to come the night early and stay at the same hotel that I'll be at, and we'll have a pizza party at the pool. And then step three, practice being in the hero mentality so you can enjoy you and your teen for the rest of your lives. And you'll want to do this quick because, like I said earlier, the price goes up April 1st, and I want you to get in at the early bird pricing. And if you're already a member of Impact, you get special early bird pricing. You get a special members discount. And if you wanted to game the system, you could totally go join Impact and go partake of the discount, and you could come join us. And I want you to just understand, I've had a handful of my teen clients tell me, I can't wait to push my parents into the river while we're river rafting. Okay, maybe only a couple have said that. But a couple of them have told me, I can't wait to play laser tag with my parents. I can't wait to do this. I promise you, your teen wants a good reason to connect with you. And if you want to get your teen off their phones and off of screen time, give them a better option. Give them something that will change how they view life for the rest of their lives. I'll see you soon. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpucoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.